a northern Wisconsin tribe might once again start limiting access to four Lac du Flambeau roads. It's Thursday, October 24th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, WPR has obtained new documents showing why the Universities of Wisconsin fired former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow. The Green Bay City Council and the Packers are at odds over an extended stadium lease, and healthcare is a top issue for some voters in western Wisconsin. We'll hear why that is. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
A northern Wisconsin tribe is once again warning that it may restrict access to four roads unless it receives payment from the town of Lac du Flambeau. As Danielle Kading reports, it's also demanding the town vacate and stop maintenance on three more roads.
The Lac du Flambeau tribe's demands come despite a federal judge's order last month that urged tribal leaders not to limit access until a lawsuit over the matter is resolved. Last year, the tribe blocked four roads in a longstanding dispute with the town. Since they reopened, the town has been paying a monthly fee for access, but it can no longer afford payments. Unless the town pays, tribal president John Johnson Sr. said the tribe would restrict access in mid-January. Gloria Cobb recently resigned as a town supervisor after being elected to the tribal council. She says she wants both sides to come to the table.
My hope is that we can agree to disagree and just resolve it for everybody's benefit.
Johnson also warned the town it would be trespassing on tribal lands if it doesn't stop maintaining three more roads next month. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Green Bay City Council members say the Green Bay Packers misrepresented the state of stalled negotiations over a lease extension for Lambeau Field. Joe Schultz has more on a press conference they held yesterday.
Mayor Eric Genrich broke off talks between the team and the city earlier this year. The Packers blame the mayor, but Alders say the team's offer didn't match what was negotiated. The current lease runs through 2032, with options that would extend it another decade. The Packers are seeking a long-term extension, saying it's necessary to move forward with $1.5 billion in upgrades. Brian Johnson is city council president. He says the Packers would have removed an annual increase in rent payments to the city, known as a rent escalator.
We have an escalator in place right now. And again, there's no incentive for us to step away from that. So that's why we terminated negotiations.
After the press conference, the Packers provided a new offer that included maintaining annual rent increases. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 97,000 ballots were cast on the first day of early in-person voting Tuesday. The total was almost 18,000 votes higher than at the same time in 2020. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs says the agency was taken by surprise by the turnout.
This is a significantly larger number than any first day of early absentee voting. And in fact, in past, the first day of early absentee was not the busiest day. Usually it fell on some of the weekends.
The commission says a statewide computer system, which local clerks use to print labels for absentee envelopes, started lagging Tuesday afternoon and again yesterday. The commission says non-election computer systems are also being affected, and IT staff are investigating. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow's pornography hobby led him to decline work calls and used a business trip to Los Angeles to shoot a pornographic video. That's according to documents obtained by WPR. Gow was terminated from his chancellorship in December of 2023 after the pornographic videos he created and distributed came to light. Last month, the Board of Regents unanimously voted to also fire him as a tenured faculty member. He argued the controversial content was created on his personal time. But in a 21-page letter recommending, quote, dismissal for cause, Universities of Wisconsin attorneys say that Gow was neglecting his duties as chancellor to make pornography. The letter also details alleged insubordination, improper use of IT resources, damage to the university's reputation, and unethical conduct. Gow denied all allegations. He said while he led the campus, UW lacrosse set record enrollment and fundraising goals. Gow plans to sue the UW system this month. Coming up, this election year, healthcare has fallen behind the economy and immigration as the top issues driving voters to the polls, but some Western Wisconsinites have seen how quickly healthcare access can be taken away.
You know, I think it's one of those things that we just always assume it's going to be there, just like we always assume when we flip the switch that, you know, the lights are going to come on.
WPR's Bridget Bowden will have more on the issue and how one community responded. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, this election year, Wisconsin Public Radio is asking people across the state what they want the candidates to be talking about as they compete for votes. Several audience members said healthcare access in rural areas should be a part of the conversation. As Bridget Bowden reports, the issue hits close to home in western Wisconsin, where hospitals and clinics closed earlier this year.
Kathy Topaski has lived in Augusta, Wisconsin for about 30 years. She says the small town outside of Eau Claire is a close-knit community.
Everyone knows everyone and probably all their neighbors, all of their friends, and all of the brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles.
Topaski says lots of people there see the doctor at the local clinic and have for years. That is, until the clinic abruptly closed earlier this year. Hospital Sisters Health System and Purveya announced a complete exit from Western Wisconsin in January, which included closing two hospitals and 19 clinics, including Augusta's. Topaski says the town was shell-shocked.
We knew these people, not just as the front desk receptionist or the nurse that took care of us, but we knew them, we knew their families, we knew where they lived, we knew all of those things just from being in the community.
According to a recent report by the healthcare consulting firm Chartis, more than 400 of America's rural hospitals are vulnerable to closure. Rural residents also face obstacles like longer drives and less access to specialty care. But healthcare isn't an issue that's top of mind for many voters in this year's election. In the latest Marquette University Law School poll, only 5% ranked it as their top priority. Tom Oliver is a professor of population health sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says it's not that healthcare isn't important to voters, it just doesn't always make for the best talking points and political ads.
Lots of health issues out there, just not the things that grab everybody's attention and that people want to funnel billions of dollars behind into a whole campaign.
He says voters tend to connect more with issues they see as black and white, right or wrong. And healthcare problems and solutions are more complex than that.
You know, the hope for something better is doesn't quite compete with the threat of something being taken away.
But healthcare is top of mind for some voters who live in areas where it has been taken away, like Western Wisconsin. Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson is running for another term in the district that includes the Augusta Clinic.
People are struggling to get a new doctor if their primary care doctor was in one of the clinics that closed. People are having to wait a really long time to get in for just basic medical care.
Emerson believes expanding Medicaid would help address the problem. Wisconsin is one of just 10 states that haven't accepted this federal funding. Her Republican opponent, Michelle Skinner, didn't respond to requests for an interview. But in a written response to WPR's candidate survey, she said she would focus on increasing competition rather than expanding Medicaid. In Augusta, Topaski and others worked hard to find a way to reopen their clinic.
We had banners and we had posters and we had yard signs and we just pretty much papered the entire town with these.
They contacted their elected officials and sent dozens of letters to healthcare companies.
We wanted to make sure that all of the people here, those seniors, those children, those pregnant women, those families, all of those people had access to healthcare.
Eventually, they found North Lakes Community Clinic. The group is reopening the clinic with primary care and behavioral health services and even hired the same doctor who worked there before. North Lake CEO Reba Rice says Augusta is thrilled to have the clinic back. They even made new yard signs that say, "Welcome, North Lakes."
They really were like, "No, this is our community and we deserve health care and we're going to get it."
Rice says it's going to take both sides of the political aisle to get better healthcare access for all rural communities.
If we're going to make any headway, we have to do it together. We can't be one party or another party.
And that's what she hopes to see candidates talking about heading into November. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Tomorrow, we'll hear how the presidential race could impact Medicaid eligibility. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. You know the drill. Hit subscribe, tell a friend. We appreciate any and all feedback you can give us. You can leave it right on your favorite podcast app or email us at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.